listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. Localised flooding from record-breaking rainfall has caused havoc across Perth and surrounding areas. The SES has received hundreds of calls for help since last night. Just over 70 mils of rain fell until 9 a.m. today. There's pressure on the incoming Premier to reverse a recent decision. The state opposition wants Roger Cook to stop construction of WA's new Women's and Babies Hospital in Murdoch within the Fiona Stanley Hospital precinct. Liberal leader Libby Metham says there are recommendations it should be built closer to Perth Children's Hospital.
It's extraordinary how this decision was made. There are very real concerns raised by clinicians about the impact.
A New South Wales woman convicted of killing her four children has been officially pardoned. Kathleen Folbig has walked free after serving the last 20 years in prison. It follows a recent inquiry which heard fresh evidence her children may have died of natural causes. Potential industrial relations changes are back in the spotlight, which could result in labour hire workers earning the same as full-time staff. Business and industry groups are joining forces to fight the so-called same jobs, same pay legislation. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Andrew McKellar fears it could hurt the workforce.
It's about trying to put people who can be in the same workplace but employed by different employers into the same bucket. And those people are not employed on the same terms and conditions.
In sport, Fremantle has locked away another club veteran for two more years. Michael Walters has signed a contract extension until the end of 2025, days after Nat Fyfe also put pen to paper on a new deal. Walters says he's keen to work with the team's younger players.
I'm really enjoying working with those young players, especially the forwards. It's exciting. I'm happy to teach them as much as I know.
And West Coast are sorry for posting on social media about Collingwood's Jordan De Goey being referred directly to the AFL Tribunal after their weekend match.